From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a biweekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 416, which is intended for broadcast September 16 through September 30, 2014. Tuesday to Tuesday for the first time, I think, Doc, since
Tuesday
you and I have...
Tuesday, yeah. Well, you know, the way our schedules are working, Tuesdays are more effective for us to get together because, you know, a lot of times we would do it on Friday, but, you know, you're kind of booked up on Fridays, and I am too.
And you are
time,
too,
yeah. This time around.
So we figured we'd just make a show and let it run 2 weeks like we always have.
And then we'll just pick it right back up, I think that'll work.
Through the end of September.
Yeah, through the end of September, yeah. Now, we don't start with our bee stuff till about another month, 6 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, bee season for the HFCC and for frequency planning is going to start. Step zero of it starts on October 26th.
26th, that's right. That's right. I got about 6 weeks. So we got time. We can talk about that later on. Of course, you and I have been working on it again today for the 99th time.
Right. We work on it a lot.
Yeah.
And as soon as this is done, we'll start to work on A15.
Sure
right?
will. Yeah. And I'm not, this week you were telling me I'm glad is that Cynthia got a chance to kind of look at how some of these things work too, you know, how this stuff works. And I think it's good because the more of us that kind of have a clue on what's going on for that thing, the better off it is. You know, it's pretty good. Hey, I was going to ask you, I hadn't talked to Phil lately, but just to kind of let you know that German radio that I got,
yes.
1934 model, the People's Radio?
Mm-hmm.
He's found a guy in Maine that's rewinding one of those, I guess, armature things. He said that the windings are so little that the hair is like angel hair pasta, and it's got to be rewound by hand to make it work. So he's found a guy up there that's currently got that part and working on it. And when it comes back, maybe sometime in 2014, we hope that maybe Phil seems to think that he can make that little German radio come alive. That would be cool, don't you?
It would be.
Yeah.
So that makes it about, what, 80 years old?
Oh, yeah, 34. Oh, yeah, 80 years old, yeah. You can see the back side of it. He was noticing it's got the actual manufacture date of, like, October 16, 1934. You know, they made millions of them. It's about to have a birthday.
Yeah,
it really is. But I was going to tell you that he's found the guy to do the rewinding on it, and it's up there. And he seems to think that after that, it's fairly simplistic that maybe we can plug it in, fired up, and see if maybe Hitler comes out of it or something.
I hope not,
you know.
But maybe CR would be
maybe
good.
CR would come out of it. Yeah, that'll be an interesting point. So I also wanted to say thanks for working with me to get that XCR and Sophia. That worked out pretty
right.
Good.
I wanted to ask you about that because our last show we recorded live, not in studio. I was, and you were connecting by Skype.
Yep, sure was.
From Bulgaria.
From Bulgaria, yeah, and it worked out pretty well. The time was like an 8-hour difference, and we had planned it out, and we got it fit, so it worked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Vinci from Spaceline Bulgaria, one of the sponsors along with NASB, had told me that he listened to it, you know, and said, that was good. He said, that was recorded right here, and I said, yeah. I said, telephonically, as Brady says.
Was he familiar with that term?
Yeah, not really, no. Hey, I was going to ask you, too, just in passing, did you get the copy of an ID?
An ID?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask. I got it, but I haven't opened it yet.
Okay. Yeah, he cut an ID sort of like
Risto.
Yeah, it's kind of like the one from Risto. And I told him, I said, you know, I'll send it over to Brady. I said, he's got a lot going on. I said, but we'll get to it, around to it eventually. And hopefully, when you look at it or listen to it, hopefully the volume levels and stuff is okay.
Well, try it out. Maybe I could put it on the end of this program.
Well, yeah, maybe you could. Yeah, because
I'm sorry, I haven't opened it. I saw it come over, and it was just kind of a busy time.
I just wanted to get it. Oh, I was busy, too. I just called him, and I said, I want to get this done right now. I'm going to send it to Brady. We can let it sit. Eventually, we'll get it fixed, but he asked me to write him a little script, and I did, and you know, I had, you know, just
handwritten.
Yeah,
handwritten. Oh wow, that was tough.
That was tough. Yeah, I had to reread it to him, and you know, a typical WWCR. And he told me, he says, I really want to make a change. I said, that's fine. He says, I want it to say the great WWC. I said, Vincey, you do whatever you want, okay?
That's good. I need to listen to that.
Yeah, I think I hope the volume levels are okay. You can take a look and see.
And how did you say it was recorded?
Unfortunately, the only thing I really had access to was my iPhone.
I wondered if that was the case.
So that I used that downloaded app called, I can't remember what it's called, it's a free app. And it's not as good as a mic, but it worked, mm-hmm. you know, for what we need. I wrote him a script, and the biggest problem was reading my handwriting, as you would suspect. Of course, yours ain't much better.
No, I'm not throwing stones. I was just giving some props to Vincey for pulling that off.
He said, what's that? And I said, let me just read it to you, baby, you know. But yeah, you get a chance to take a listen. I hope it works. It's kind of like Risto, you know, when he, I know that.
Yeah. He did a great job.
Oh, he did. Yeah. And you know, I hear it sometimes. I heard it when I was
play
in Europe.
It.
Yeah.
I played.
I heard it in Sofia and in Bucharest. I heard it on 15825. Mm-hmm. Risto's, you know, along with, I don't know why it is, but it seems like I hear the old Trailblazer a lot when I'm overseas.
He's on a lot.
He is. Yeah. Over there, you know, there was a lot of flares and stuff going on. I had better luck with the high numbers, the 15.8 and a quarter, 13.845, 12.160. I could pick up, you know, fairly good, but I didn't have much luck because of the flare. The flares, I believe, with the lower numbers, you know, the fives and sevens, I didn't really have much luck with. And maybe it's me, but I didn't think the 32.15 would get over there. And it may have, but the flares basically were just eating up a lot of the that's basically what I heard. Mm-hmm. Except, of course, you know, like I say, 15.825 with the old Trailblazer and Risto from Finland, which is sort of interesting. Hearing Risto from Finland via Nashville in Sofia, Bulgaria. Right. You know, that was...
So then this year, your reports on 15.825 have come from Arizona,
mm-hmm,
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Bulgaria.
And Bucharest.
Bucharest.
Yes, yeah. I didn't get to hit it in Amsterdam because that was just a real quick, just to get, you know, over mm-hmm. where I was. Oh, I take that back. I was in the Paris airport, and I picked up 15.825 in the airport. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, that worked out pretty well. I don't know why 15.825 to me, maybe it's my little radio likes it, but it just seems to always pick up. You know, pretty good. And of course, Pastor Scott always picks up pretty good.
Yeah, 13.845.
Mm-hmm, 13.845. Yeah.
Get a lot of response for that.
I didn't really have much luck at the Caribbean Beacon over there, but that makes sense. It's not even pointed remotely that way. You know, so it, you really couldn't expect to hear that. But yeah, you know, I guess sometimes I just get surprised about 48.40 because it seems to get places that it's not supposed to get.
Right.
And it does. You know, it's a and I know 99.80 sometimes, because wasn't you in Florida on holiday maybe a year ago?
Yeah.
And you picked it up when it was only running like at, I don't know.
Single digits.
Yeah, single digits.
Single digit kilowatts, maybe even one.
That's right, because they were working on the...
They were working on the towers, yeah.
Repainting the towers.
It was
right.
Back down really to nothing. But it's still,
yeah.
I picked it up, right?
And
on the coast.
Didn't you call up and because you were concerned? You
yeah, know,
you
know. I was concerned. I knew there were people on the tower.
Yeah.
I said, how can this be going on? You know, somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to get hurt. You run 100K through that and somebody up there on those towers like that, you know?
I really didn't believe it.
No, it's amazing. That's just truly amazing.
But so, a good clear frequency will do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
4840
yeah,
will do it.
I think it will. You know, that's one of the things about being out of band that has some value sometimes is that if you find one that you don't get busted from, it's literally a clear frequency, mm-hmm. you know, compared to the in-band stuff. Although, you know, our 15.795 has been doing pretty good, you know, as far as mm-hmm. in-band goes. And I know you and I were working today on just one last look. Let's look one more time and just make sure the numbers match. And I think you extended 15.825 an hour, I believe, didn't
by
you?
By 1 hour for 1 week.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's
that's
really
right.
not going to be a change that our listeners will notice. It
that's
was
right.
just something where, you know, especially when you go through the HFCC and you produce those text files
right.
that you send in for
mm-hmm.
approval.
Yes.
You get in a whole different mode. You get into the mode of making sure those files fit. You avoid collisions.
Yes.
And then when you bring them back over here and you lay them out as far as the frequencies mm-hmm. that we're going to use and how you go through those steps, sometimes
yeah,
you'll
right.
see a little hour
mm-hmm. and
that
we,
doesn't
we
quite
do,
match.
We do that sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. But I'm kind of thinking that we saw less of that this time, which kind of says that a lot of that CR1, too, you know, sort of having to go through the settling. Mm-hmm. I think 6115 helped us a lot, you know, to balance out. And And this time it wasn't too bad, you know, about making changes over there.
Right. I think that our sort of small mistake, if it was a mistake at all, it's fixed, and it never happened.
No,
so
it never happened.
If it qualifies as a mistake, but I think that was a holdover from when we used 6875.
I think it is, too.
And then we also have the new 15795.
Yes, yes.
So we're not following last year's script exactly.
That's true. That's true. Whereas on some of the other ones, like 13845, 5935, 4840, 9980, 5890, they were kind of, you know, kind of similar. And didn't we put in 75? Yeah, 7520 has been around for a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, a couple of years.
I like that frequency, you know.
It gets out.
You know, and the guys you got on there extol its virtues. They claim that it gets out, too.
Sure do.
So that's all good.
And I guess on our next program, we'll probably go sort of line by line for our listeners and let them know about our new frequencies.
That's a good idea.
It's not going to change much. We always do that. We always want folks to know, if they don't access the web, and we're always glad to send a program guide. But
and we do, you know.
If you're a fairly regular listener, it's all going to make sense.
Oh, yeah, it will. And I know you're real good, and Kathy's real good about putting that out on the web in advance so people can see. Because I know the step one that we've got, our sort of after the, you know, that one short week, gosh, it runs out through March 7th of 15 or something, I think, you know?
November 2nd through March 7th.
March 7th, yeah. That's a long stretch, yeah.
And course, yet it always goes by quickly,
it
right?
It does. And, of course, it's not that far down the pike. We'll be starting on the A-15 stuff, too, you know?
Yeah, maybe 30 days.
Maybe 30 days.
It always comes up quickly.
Isn't it like school? You get a little bit of a break, and you go right back in it, back again, yeah?
But it's a lot like school, too, in that, you know, you want to keep up with it. You don't want to take too long of a break from it.
No, because you get behind, and it's really kind of hard to catch back up, And don't you agree that you kind of got to get into a mental focus to start looking at that conversion to UT and
absolutely
all those things? You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah.
Because I know you've got your favorite, that little pocket sheet that your chart.
Yes. And I've got a backup in my home in case I ever lose it.
I lose it, but I find it. I know. But it's good, though, because, you know, you got six, then five, and then it's six, and, you know, and an hour difference if we're off. We're going to collide with somebody, or the FCC is going to get on our case, or something like that. But anyway, it was a good trip. Everything worked out well. What collisions were there, we cleared up. You know, I was telling you about that. It wasn't real. It wasn't big things, but most of them cleared themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to, like I say, pick up our higher numbers in Sofia and Bucharest, Romania. I didn't have so much luck with the lower numbers, but I think that's not unusual. Everybody was having trouble with reception, I believe. You know? So it was pretty good.
Been very active as far as solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
And sure I guess as we run out of time, I wanted to mention that here in Nashville, it's become very much fall-like
in the past few days.
It
is, yeah.
And as fall comes on, of course, that means improved reception.
It will be. And I think the first day of fall is about a week down the road, like maybe the 24th of September or something
It's near. Yeah.
It is near. And I look forward to that because, of course, for shortwave in particular. But, you know, you and I sometimes get into these medium wave DX things, you know, when it gets into the fall, because we can pick up a lot farther than typically we can. Detroit,
fall and winter is a great time to be a radio listener.
It really is.
Medium and shortwave both.
Yeah, both of them. That's exactly right.
So next time through, somewhere around October 1st, we'll get together and we'll talk about the new schedule some.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll have an exciting
new show, right? For 470.
All right. See you then.
Hello, I'm Venti Georgiev from Spaceline in Bulgaria. We are friends with the great WWCR from HFCC conference. This is WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, USA. Listen to WWCR.
I think we can all agree on that.
SWWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.